Okay. Do I need to change or am I good?
You're going now.
I'm going now. Okay. All right, we'll get started back here. Okay, am I on? I'm good to go. Okay. Hallelujah. The goodness of God settling some things. Wow. And it's not that he hadn't already settled. He settled it on the cross. We just accept it. Well, you know, as one that preaches every Sunday morning, I always want to try to get the mind of the Lord as to what he would say to the people that are in the service at that particular time, because every service is different, because everybody that's here today might not be, there'll be somebody different next Sunday. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes you second guess yourself. And as we was going through the service today with what Laverne was singing and sharing about freedom and what I wrote in the bulletin about freedom and singing, I thought, well, maybe I should have preached on freedom today. But no, I believe I have the mind of the Lord. And I believe that what I'm going to minister today is what's on his heart for us at this particular time. Amen. Father, we just thank you for your word today. Thank you that we are free indeed. We are a free people to be who you say that we are, who you say that we are, God. Not what anybody else says, but who you say we are. Thank you for that freedom and that ultimate price that was paid for our spiritual freedom. Thank you, Lord, for that today. Thank you that we have a mind, a heart to hear your word today and to receive that word. And everybody said amen. Amen. What a year it's been. Wow, 6 months into this year, and what a year it's been so far. Amen. I'm sure all of us went into this year not knowing what all was going to happen. But there's one thing of a surety, we know who our God is. And we know who holds tomorrow. Amen. And, you know, starting out the first of this year, our word for this year was the righteous keep moving forward. And I don't know about you, but I've had to lean into that word a lot of times. Because when you get to watching the news and all that, you're thinking, wow, it can become overwhelming. But God has said, lean into me. The righteous keep moving forward. Amen. Keep moving forward. So when darkness is mentioned in the Bible, it means the absence of light, gloom, evil, sin, moral depravity. Spiritual darkness describes everything earthly or demonic that is in opposition to God. Whatever is opposition to God is from darkness. Amen. Whether it's sickness, disease, prejudice of any kind, lack, these things come to oppose the truth of God's word, which is truth, which is hope, which is life to those who believe. Amen. So I begin to think about how this year has gone. As we know, the virus hit our nation, and then we've been into still going through that, and the protesting and fear continually wanting to grip our nation and the lives of people. And as we look at the news and we see chaos and darkness, as I said, can be overwhelming at times. And most are not using this time to peacefully bring people together. Most are doing what is right in their own eyes, pleasing to what is according to their flesh, do what I want to do, and not realizing they're just pawns in the hands of the devil to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. So not realizing that, and I see hope, I see healing, I see victory rising from the ashes, because I live, I believe, I stand in the position of victory because of what Jesus done on the cross. Amen. Amen. So I see hope, I see healing, and I see victory coming out of the ashes. Amen. Somebody say amen today. Hallelujah. So I'm brought back to remembrance that my God already knows what to do and has already given the antidote or the remedy to do in times of chaos and darkness. Because it says in the beginning of the Bible, the very first words that we hear God speak is light. Let there be light. We go back to Genesis. In the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens, the earth. The earth, it says, without form, empty waste. Darkness was upon the face of the very deep. But it says the Spirit of God was hovering and brooding. And I just thought right now, that's what's happening, church. The Spirit of God is hovering and brooding over our nation. And as sure as I'm standing and you're seeing me today, we are seeing victory. Oh, We are seeing victory, church, in the midst of this darkness and chaos. Don't listen to the voices that are shouting the loudest, as I said, probably every time for the last few weeks. Don't listen to the voices that are speaking the loudest at this time. Get quiet and hear what your inner man is speaking to you, because your spirit will lead you into all truth. And it will be in line with the word of God, because God did not come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But he came to give us life. Amen. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Wow. And God saw that the light was good. And God spoke into the darkness, and out of that darkness he created life and light. Light is a theme that weaves throughout the Bible. Light has been and has been used as a lightness for God's presence, guidance, and hope throughout Scripture. And even for the people of Israel, we see that he guided them with light. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. During Israel's time of wandering in the wilderness, they were guided by God's presence. Exodus 40, the light, the glory of the Lord at times would fill the tabernacle. When it lifted, it was a command for the people of Israel to move camp and to travel toward their destination, which was the promised land. And at times, light would signify a special event. At the birth of Jesus, what happened? A bright star shone above Bethlehem, where Jesus was in the manger. The star guided the wise men of the east to where Jesus lay. In the nearby fields, where the shepherds watched over their sheep at night, the glory of God shone around them while an angel announced the birth of their Savior. Light has been used throughout the ages today to mark important occasions. We celebrate birthdays with what? Lighted candles. Many of us saw the dark sky lit up last night with fireworks as we celebrated freedom. Light has been used in people's lives as a means of hope. And during Israel's time of wandering in the wilderness, they were guided by the presence of God. The light, the glory of the Lord at times would fill the tabernacle as a command for Israel to move forward. We found that in Exodus 40. Now we go to the Feast of the Tabernacle, which was an annual feast to commemorate God's goodness toward Israel during their period of wandering in the wilderness. And at the time of Jesus, the feast also included a light ceremony which focused on the illumination of the temple. And so for days, pilgrims and others would joyously process to the temple carrying torches and light. And the temple was illuminated from the light placed throughout the various courts. You got to get a picture of this in your mind. Pilgrims were allowed into the inner courts according to custom. And they would joyously carry their torches of light while moving around the altar, singing and dancing. The Gentiles, the Jews, the non-Jews, and the tourists who could remain in the outer court, also joyously singing and dancing in the festival lights. This surely should have been, and was a sight to have seen. Because you've got to understand, there was no electricity back then. So anytime there was a light, people paid attention to it when it was dark, because there was no electricity back then. Everything was dark outside. So on the hill, it was the light that would have radiated out, dispelling the darkness on the nearby hills and valleys of the countryside. Those who were unable to attend would have their face turned toward the shore of light and shared in the joy and the hope of a better year to come. Because when they would look, they would say, there's something better coming. I've seen the light. Amen. So this is to commemorate the glory of the Lord that once filled the tabernacle, guided the people of Israel to the promised land. And at the time of Jesus, the light ceremony became an outward display of their hope for the coming Messiah. It was from the sixth sitting that Jesus proclaimed loudly, I am the light of the world. Woo! Hey, he said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me He who comes into a relationship with me, he who comes and accepted me as Savior. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not be walking in the dark, but will have the light, which is life. Yeah, hallelujah. Glory. He became the light, the glory of the Lord that once filled the tabernacle, now filled the temple. And it gets better. Guess who that light is filling now? His words radiated out with the light into the darkness of the world to bring forth life to all people who would accept it. Because he lives through the death and resurrection of Jesus. He lives today through the death and resurrection. Because he lives, he continues to be the light of the world and the light of life. Because that resurrection power lives in us as believers. Jesus is our hope in this moment in our nation, and his presence speaking into the darkness. Wow. And throughout the Bible, God has used all kinds of people, circumstances, and events to speak into the darkness that is within people that have not accepted him. He used all kinds of people. He can use us. He's just looking for somebody to say, what? Here, Lord, I am. Send me. Amen. Let me be that light. God sent Moses, a murderer, to speak to Pharaoh of Egypt to let the people go. God sent a boy with a small lunch, which was used by Jesus in the miracle of feeding the 5,000. God uses people regardless of race, gender, where they've been or what they've done. He's just looking for somebody to be willing and obedient. And so God sent women to tell the men who were hiding in the upper room, hey, Jesus is risen. He is no longer in the grave. They were light, spreading the news. This is how our God operates, by speaking. It started out at the beginning. God's word doesn't change. God has not changed. And even though the creation is over with and done with, and it's going to be restored back to its original glory one day, amen, and we're going to be participants of that, he's speaking to a world that is formless, empty, and dark, and that word shapes it, fills it, and illuminates it. And that's what the word of God is doing in our lives today and continues to do. It has filled us, it shapes us, it illuminates us. Wow, it fills a void that nothing else can fill, no matter where you search, how you search, or how long you search. It's only the light, Isaiah, that can fill that empty place in your heart. Jesus, the light of the world, who has spoken into our darkness and brought forth life, and he continues to do today. And through us, his church in the earth speaks to a world in confusion and disorder. Matthew 5:14 says, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. The word world means a system alienated from and opposed to God, laying in the power of the evil one. Jesus said to the apostles, and speaks the same word to us today, go into all the world and proclaim, speak, declare the gospel, the good news to the whole creation. He's a speaking God, and he has created us to be speaking people. That's why our words are so important to what we say, because our word creates the atmosphere around us. Amen. Nothing has changed as far as God is concerned. Nothing has changed as far as his word is concerned since the beginning of time. That is how darkness is dealt with. It was dealt with on the cross, and now he's called forth a people that is filled with the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus to be a light and begin to speak light to the darkness. Light to the darkness. And that is how darkness was dealt with. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today and forever. Amen. Today around us, that which is without form longs for God's word to shape it. That's why there's such an unrest. That's why there's so many earthquakes and all things happening. Why? This world, this earth is longing to be released from the bondage that it's in. And people are doing stupid stuff because at this moment they don't know better. But they are going to know better. Why? Because we as the church are going to continue to pray, to continue to intercede, continue to spread love and peace and joy and hope through the light that we have in us, which is Jesus Christ. That which is infant longs for God's world to fill them, word to fill them. People out here that are doing the chaos and all of those things, they are longing for something, but at the moment, their expression is doing what they know to do. As I said, they're just pawns in the hands of the enemy. And somebody's got to pray and intercede and lift them up and show them the love of God. Because no one is too far that God cannot reach. Amen. And the enemy comes to cause darkness. He comes to cause chaos. He comes to cause confusion. That should divert the church's attention. And we're not to go into some bunker and hide out. But as I said, we've got to raise the standard higher than ever that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that is our banner. Amen? So the power of the spoken word is superior to the voices that want to smother out the truth of God's word. The power of the spoken word is superior to the voices that want to demean what our nation was founded on. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 1:3 about the word. It says upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe by what? His mighty word of power. And in Hebrews 2:12 reads, for the word that God speaks is what? Is alive and full of power, making it active, operator, energizing, and effective. Woo! It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, soul, and the immortal spirit, joints, marrow, the deepest part of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. The word that God speaks is alive and full of power. And when we begin to speak that same word, guess what happens? It is alive, full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. Put the word on it. Not your feelings, not your emotions, not what you hear on the news. Put the word on it. And say, darkness, I speak light to you. Darkness, I speak life to you. Yes, in the name of Jesus. We, the church, proclaim our allegiance in this world to Jesus Christ. And we raise the banner of the Lord's righteousness in the earth. We that are in right standing with God, we raise that banner of righteousness, proclaiming that Jesus is Lord of all. We, the church, says we stand with our King and His army, and His standards are our standards. That's what we live by. You know, years ago, you could not tell. There was not a divided line. But now there's a line, church. There's the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, and it's showing forth very, very predominant in this earth. And we have to make a stand as a church. Are we willing to die for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are we willing to stretch ourselves out there and say, this is what I believe? Not Bible thumping, not preaching people to hell, but said Jesus loves you, and you have been deceived. Yes. And we come against that deception with what? With the word of God. Yes. With the word. So we, the church, proclaim our allegiance to Jesus Christ and continually raise His banner in this nation and His standards. And we fly high the colors of Jesus, which are righteousness, holiness, faithfulness, peace, joy, forgiveness, love, hope. Amen. When Jesus walked this earth, His message was the kingdom of God. And He came to live and to demonstrate that the devil was under His feet. Amen. He came. And like I said, whatever the kingdom of God is, the kingdom of God is within us. It's superior to anything in this earth that has to say. That's why we put the word on it. Amen. Put the word on it. And from the time Jesus began to preach and say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In Matthew, he went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. In other words, he was speaking it. He was telling it. He was declaring it. Jesus, what did he do? He called us. He called men. He called us to preach the kingdom. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and you preach the kingdom of God. In other words, let people do what they think they got to do, but I got to go preach the gospel. I got to go witness. I got to let my light shine. And Matthew 24:14 tells him the gospel of the kingdom will be, not if, maybe, and or buts about it, will be preached, will be proclaimed, will be spoken, will be declared in all the world as a witness, as a demonstration in all the nations, to all the nations. And it says, then the end will come. And there came a time Jesus told the disciples, he said, I've got to go back to the Father. My time here is about up. Of course, they didn't understand at that time what he meant. And he says, but I'm not going to leave you without power. And see, the great news is we don't do it within our own power. We don't do it within our own power. But he said, I don't leave you without power. We talked about Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. What's the Holy Ghost for? To be witnesses, the power to witness into the uttermost parts of the world. What world? Wherever you're at the moment. Your world. What's around you? You be the light. He says in Matthew, I give you the keys to the kingdom, church. Keys are to unlock and to lock. Can you imagine what power that we have inside of us? That we have the keys of the kingdom? Wow, that's why the enemy wants us to talk foolish sometimes and say all kinds of stuff. We have to continue to renew our mind with the Word of God to be able to continually speak into the atmosphere the truth of God's Word. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. He says, I've got some things in heaven, the kingdom of heaven, that I want released in the earth. And you as a church, I've authorized you, deputized you, baptized you in the Holy Ghost. And in the courts of heaven, I said, go. Amen. Keys are to use to unlock doors. And the doors Jesus had in mind in this particular passage of scriptures are the doors to the kingdom of heaven. He was laying the foundation of the church. He said, Peter, upon this I will build my church. And what does he say? He said, the gates of hell, the darkness, the chaos, the confusion will not stand against my church. It's already a done deal, church. We are called to be demonstrators of this truth. We are not praying to make something happen. Amen. We are declaring what has already happened. And that's why he is looking for a people to begin to speak what has already happened into the atmosphere. That's what makes it come alive. Amen. That's what makes it come alive. Woo. So Jesus was giving them authority. We have been given access to what the kingdom of God has. And now we have been called to raise that standard. We are called to raise that standard. To speak life to dead things. To speak light to the darkness. Speak peace to the chaos. Let's go forth and be that beacon of hope. Let's stand to your feet. At the end of the message, I want to say, you know, we know this song, let this little light shine. We got a big light. We don't have a little light. Let this big light of mine shine. I'm going to let it shine. Take this light around the world. Yeah. This big light of mine, I won't let anyone blow it out. God's goodness has settled some things. That which you have been unsettled about. God says today that is not going to blow out your light. But you're going to rise up stronger, more with an audacity to begin to go forth and begin to prophesy to your family, begin to prophesy to the darkness, begin to the darkness will succumb to the light of Jesus Christ. We are a light that will not be hidden. We are a light that will not be forsaken. We are a light that will not be shut up. We are a light that is becoming more and more bolder in the face of darkness, in the face of confusion, in the face of what the enemy will want to say, shut up, hide out, sit down, be quiet. And we say no. We are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the continuation of the book of Acts. And we will see miracles, signs, and wonders in our midst like never before, because a great revival, church, is coming out of this. A great revival of souls is coming out of this. We will see miracles like we've never seen before in a time. We will see things happen that are literally going to cause us to go, whoo, ha, that could only be by you, God. And those around us will be astounded at what God is doing in this season. Again, I hear the word. Suddenly, it's going to happen. In a blink of an eye, it's going to happen. God's goodness has overtaken us. God's goodness is continually to running after us and overtaking us. And this is the season the Lord says, grab a hold of me. Grab a hold of me. And I'm reminded of the woman with the issue of blood that had to press her way through the crowd. Sometimes there's a pressing that has to take place. And God says, I knew when she touched the hem of my garment. Some of you have been praying a long time for some things. God says, I have felt your touch on the hem of my garment. It has tugged my heart, and I'm coming through on your behalf. Your children are coming back home to the word that they have been taught. Healing is coming to your household where members of the family have been separated because this, that, or the other. God says his goodness is settling that situation right now. When the enemy comes in, like a flood, the river of God, the streams of God, raises up a standard against him. There's things flowing in the river today, things of healing, of mercy, and grace that's been given to us, that's been given to us as a church. We're not trying to make anything happen. We are declaring what has already been accomplished on the cross. The same power that raised our Jesus from the grave is the same power that dwells in us. And he's just looking for a body of believers, that one somebody that will say, Lord, I will speak what you have me to speak. I will do what you have me to do, Lord. I won't listen to the naysayers. I won't listen to the voices that are shouting the loudest, but I will get quiet before you. And I will say, Lord, what's your word on this matter? What do you have to say? And then we will hear you, and we will put that word on it, and we will see the enemy flee in the name of Jesus. Everybody said amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I speak healing in your bodies right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you're healed from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. Your blood is flowing, oxygen to your body. It's just the word gives us life. The blood in your body is giving you life right now. Strength in your body. The one that has that blood disease, I speak healing. I speak healing to you right now in the name of Jesus. I speak that your blood is healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Hatitanamakilia Sohodra Vakaya Malitoho Shananaya. We speak to the darkness in their land. We speak to the confusion, to the chaos, to settle down in the name of Jesus. We, Lord, ask for people's hearts to be turned to you in this season, God. You can just go to them, Lord, and write on the wall if need be, but show them the truth, Lord, of your word, that you love them. Bring them out of that darkness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I speak to brain tumors right now in the name of Jesus. I speak that you're healed. We curse that thing at the very root in the name of Jesus. And we command healing to come into your body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, la ti da 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 ma shala di di oro ho saya. La da ba kilia to ho shala di da ko ho ma 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 ha siya. Oh, la ti da 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 ma si da 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 haya. Yes, Holy Ghost. Let the river flow right now. Just lift your hands. Just pray in the Holy Ghost as we worship the Lord. Oh, la ti da ko ho ma 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 shala di di ya. Le bre kilia so ho ma 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 haya. Yes, ya tosha na ni 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 ala dea. Oh, la mamanti ko reba kisha haye ke he mama mama hasaya. Oh, let your mercy reign, God. Shada di da 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 ko ho ba 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 hasia la di da da ko na da 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 ya. Thank you for your presence in this place right now, God. Thank you for your presence in this place, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just receive right now. A fresh and filling of the Holy Spirit. Receive right now in the name of Jesus. Receive right now. He is walking among us. The Holy Spirit is brooding over us. A breakthrough. Where there has been darkness and chaos, we speak light to it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
There's a light shining forth.
Yes, yes, yes.
I can see it on the horizon. It's the army of God preparing for war. Come and conquering victorious or the army of Satan. Nothing shall stand before the army of God.
Amen.
This big light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This big light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This big light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. I'm gonna let it shine. I won't let Satan blow it out. I won't let Satan blow it out. Won't let Satan blow